This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. And thank you also for subscribing. In this Todd Wright Toddcast, I'm going to touch on something I spoke of recently in one of my Spectrum Bay News 9 segments regarding the future of the Rays. And I was reminded to do that in podcast form based on a survey I received as an occasional ticket buyer for the Tampa Bay Rays, where there were a couple of questions I was asked that I thought were interesting to single out in podcast form for those of you that did not receive the survey or hear about it. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means family law. Full service means child support adjustment. Full service means post-judgment. Full service means divorce. Full service means if you just said something, then why don't we check it out? Why don't you get a free consult? Go to BrandonLegalGroup.com, click the box, request a free consultation, or call 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Bill Curry Ford is the first family of Ford in Tampa Bay, Northdale Mabry, just north of Raymond James Stadium. Regular supporters of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which will be returning on August 1st. Bill Curry Ford's GM has his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com, and he'd like to get you into an upgraded vehicle, whether it is a new Ford vehicle, perhaps the new Ford Bronco, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, which he did for me 9 months ago. I traded in a 2014 Ford sedan with 100,000 miles on it for a 2018 Ford SUV with 40,000 miles on it. Very happy with the entire process. And I also was able to shop make and model non-Fords on the Bill Curry Ford lot in terms of pre-owned inventory. When you want to do this, you find Sean Sullivan. Yes, he is the general manager there. Yes, he is busy. But he wants to know that listeners of ours want to buy a car from him. So if you cannot walk in the dealership and find him, you ask for Grace Thomas. You tell Grace that you're a listener of mine. Grace will set you up with Sean Sullivan. She will make sure that you have access to Sean Sullivan to talk to him about what you're looking to do in terms of a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email write.todd@yahoo.com. Twitter at ToddWright2121. Instagram at ToddWright2121. Facebook, simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Please do not ask me to like any additional pages or we will have trouble staying friends. And let's go. So let me get right to the survey and then I'll review what I had to do, or just some of my research for a segment on Spectrum Bay News 9 recently. So the survey I received from the Rays yesterday, I found most interesting for two pages. Here was the first of those two pages. If Rays weekday, Monday through Thursday, they are specific. If Rays weekday home games, again, Monday through Thursday is the reference here, with a start time of 7 p.m. Eastern, started a few hours earlier, would your attendance blank? And you had three choices: increase, decrease, stay the same. I read this and I thought, okay, this is interesting. They're basically acknowledging that people do not want to travel bridges to go to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games that start at 7 p.m. I don't. It's not worth my time. I've probably done it one time in the last 5-6 years. That's it. And I arrived at the game late, and I plan to arrive late. I think I left my home 6:45-ish, just to miss as much of the Howard Franklin traffic as possible. It's a baseball game. It was a regular season baseball game. I didn't care when I got there because I was still going to leave before it ended. So the Rays acknowledged in their survey and are asking if Rays weekday home games with a start time of 7 p.m. Eastern started a few hours early, would your attendance increase, decrease, stay the same? I clicked increase. Next page was, please rate your likeliness to attend a Rays weekday, again Monday through Thursday, home game, given the following game start times. They gave four options for a sliding scale of least likely to most likely. Game start time at 3 p.m., game start time at 4 p.m., game start time at 5 p.m., game start time at 6 p.m. All right, you got all that? So now let's talk about it a little bit. They seem to be acknowledging that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, now there are a number of occasions where a getaway day for the road team and often the Rays, that's an afternoon start. Anywhere between what, noon and two. I don't think they usually go later than that on getaway day. And I know there are some 4 o'clock starts that fall on weekends, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So yes, there are getaway day games that are day games. And they usually start somewhere between noon and, let's just split this easily, noon and two, somewhere in that window, because they want to get the game played. It's for the travel of the teams. They want to get them out on the flights that night at a decent hour, as best as they can, so they wake up, they get a decent night's sleep, and wake up in the next city, normal baseball day. All right, so we know those games do happen. But what I took out of this was that the Rays are looking for feedback from people like me who live in Tampa. And I will just say I'm a Hillsborough County resident, and I live between the airport and downtown Tampa. I'll just say that. And they're asking people like me and others who don't like the travel time involved, would we be more likely to go to a Monday game, a Tuesday game, Wednesday game? Let's even take the getaway day game off the board, because a percentage of their Thursday games are played earlier for the getaway day purposes. So let's just pick Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for our conversation. They're asking, if the game was at 6, would I be more likely to come? No. No, I wouldn't. They asked if it was at 5, would I be more likely to come? No. No, I'm not. If the game started at 4, would I be more likely to come? Yeah, I would. Because I think I can beat the traffic across the bridge. And then by the time I leave the game, you got to assume a 3-hour game. Now, don't assume I'm going to stay for the whole game, because I'm probably not. It's baseball. There's 162 of these. I come to watch it casually. It's why I like spring training. The game doesn't really matter. I'm there because of social reasons and to enjoy a portion of it, maybe an hour or so. I went to a Rays game last year on some discounted tickets. I sat there for about an hour and 35 minutes, saw about 5 innings, and I think I got to the 6th, and I said, time to go. That was enough. I had no more interest in what was going on. So So 4 o'clock. All right. Yeah, I think traffic would be lessened enough. And then by the time I'd want to leave, I could make that happen. Whether or not, hang on a second, this actually happened during one of the segments. Something, it's either sweat or something crawling on me. Let's go with the former, so to not freak you out. And then the last option was 3 p.m. Now, 3 p.m. is great for a start time, but getting home, eeh. Now, if I stay for the whole game, I guess it's fine. Or I stay and I have dinner in St. Pete or something else. So, yeah, 3 p.m., 4 p.m. So these would be essentially replacing night games. Now, I don't know if this is going to fly based on the television contract with the local cable providers, because they spend a lot of money, and I believe they want the game in prime time. They want a majority of games in prime time. That is why over the past, let's just throw out a number, 40 years, more and more sporting events are pushed into prime time hours, especially on the East Coast if they are of the national nature. I mean, the NBA Finals are still starting after 9 p.m. Eastern time. But the Rays are sort of acknowledging in this survey that they are at least looking at the possibility of taking some early to midweek home games and not play them at 7 p.m. Because there are people like me, a percentage, who simply look at that start time on those nights of the week and say, no thanks. I have no interest in dealing with traffic across the bridges from my home for that product in that stadium. No thanks. And yes, they know where I live because I put in my zip code. And there was another question later that said, why don't you attend more Rays games? And I said, I don't live near Tropicana Field. That was one of the three things I put in. There were other choices, but that was one of them I listed. So I found that interesting. You might as well. I don't know if anything's going to come of this, but I would be fascinated if the 2023 Rays schedule would have a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or non-getaway day Thursday start time of anywhere between 3 and 6 p.m. It's almost like in the summer, you're bringing back day baseball. Granted, you're playing indoors, but this is solely for traffic purposes to get people who have to cross a bridge. Or I guess it could also involve people who live, say, in Pasco County, who have to drive through rush hour traffic south through Pinellas County to get to Tropicana Field. I just don't know if it's going to be worth it and if you're going to lose too much from your Bally Sports Florida deal and if they're going to go along with it. Now, all they're going to do, by the way, let's say the game's at 3 o'clock, all right? Let's say they offer a handful of games. I don't expect this to be a lot, but let's say they offer a handful of games that fall, I don't know, that, you know, maybe they do a package of games and they're trying to make this work at 4 p.m. on a Wednesday. 4 p.m. Wednesday, they do, let's say, 4 to 6 of those games for the 2023 season. and it's a focal point. Maybe you can even buy it as a flex pack. It's like the, it's a specific audience they're trying to hit. And they want to sell you because they're trying to get you out of traffic to come to those games on a Wednesday at four for a first pitch at 4:05 p.m. They might be able to sneak that through with Bally Sports Florida, especially if they're saying, hey, we're just going to try this for the year and we want to see how it does. You still have all these, you know, 100 plus other games that you get in primetime, but we want to take these four or five or six and we want to try to get people who complain about traffic and keep them out of it to get to the stadium on a Wednesday. I don't think anything's going to come of this, but if it does, you will remember I shared with you, not knowing if I'm allowed to do this. Who cares? What are they going to do to me? Not send me future surveys? Fine. That's about it. That's all they can do. I'm sharing with you what I got in the survey, and there are obviously other people out there who got the same survey. Now, one thing that I brought up on television recently when I was asked to talk about this, when the mayor of St. Pete, instead of unveiling which of the two plans had been chosen for redevelopment for Tropicana Field, and he said none of them, none of the above, reminds me of the Brewster's Millions movie. So the topic came up, what's going to happen? Until which time baseball tells Stu Sternberg and the Rays that they would waive a potential $1 billion relocation fee, I don't think Major League Baseball has any interest in losing the Tampa Bay television market. And the Rays not drawing a lot of fans is not as important as baseball having Tampa Bay, its television market, which is only going to get larger as more people move here, as they are doing. We all know that. Baseball, I think, wants the TV market. This is what's going on also in college football. The Big Ten expands to television markets. The Big Ten expanded to include Rutgers to add the New York television market. The Big Ten added Maryland to add the Washington, D.C. area television market. The Big Ten added USC and UCLA to add the Los Angeles television market. The Big Ten added Penn State to add the Philadelphia television market. That's what the Big Ten is doing. That's why it sounds outlandish, but I wouldn't be surprised down the road if Miami is in the Big Ten because of their television market and because so many people from the north vacation or travel or have moved to South Florida over the years. The Orange Bowl never hurts for inviting a Big Ten team to play in their game. And all those Big Ten schools want to recruit Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. If you're telling a kid that you're recruiting that, and your fan base, hey, every other year or every third year or every whatever it is, we're going to get out of the cold and play a game in Miami, that's going to fly with fan bases of the Big Ten, who are primarily in the Midwest and the North. Obviously, USC, UCLA. We wait to see who might come with them with how the Big Ten is going to structure things. I think Miami would be down the road. But it's a television market thing. I don't think the Rays are going anywhere. I don't think increased attendance is that much of a factor to Major League Baseball. if Major League Baseball doesn't want the Rays in Tampa Bay, they will waive a potential $1 billion relocation fee to allow Stu Sternberg to move that team in 5 years. I don't think they're going to do it because of the television market. And that would also protect whatever market the Rays would move to. Baseball seems to want to charge that market $2.2 billion instead of $1 billion relocation fee. They would get 2.2 from that city, whatever city you're guessing it is. Let's say it is Montreal. Fine. Does baseball want $1 billion to get baseball in Montreal? Or do they want to keep the Tampa Bay television market, which is only going to grow, and is one of the top 15 for national revenue and sponsorship purposes and their footprint, and then they'd get $2.2 billion for Montreal to get an expansion team? I've said for 10 years, if there was a new Rays stadium, it would be built in the current parking lot of Tropicana Field. I firmly believe that even more now, that it's not if, it's just a matter of when they start building it. Because baseball does not want the Rays to move. If they announce they're going to waive the $1 billion relocation fee, then I think you got a problem. Until then, that's my opinion. So there are some Rays-related things for you. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.